Do you have what it takes to be a really great church staff member? We're going to talk about that today. Hi there. Welcome to the Healthy Church Staff Podcast. My name is Todd Rhodes, one of the co-founders over at chemistrystaffing.com. And if you're like me during my church staff journey, some days I felt like, man, Todd, you're hitting it out of the park. You're a really fairly decent church staff member. And other times I woke up and I thought, oh my goodness, why do they keep you around here? But regardless of how you're feeling, do you have what it takes to be a really great staff member? And I'm not talking about that MDiv diploma on display or the 10 years of experience on your resume. I'm talking about what it really takes to be a good staff member. Here are some things that I think are really important, even more important than that diploma or the experience. Are you agreeable? Are you sympathetic? Are you loving? Are you compassionate? Are you humble? These are the admonitions from the New Testament, 1 Peter chapter 3, actually, for all of us. But wait, it gets better. There's to be no retaliation. What? No sharp-tongued sarcasm. Ouch, really? If sharp-tongued sarcasm was a spiritual gift, I'm pretty sure I would score pretty highly, probably a lot higher than you. But what should we do instead? It's simple, one word. It's bless. Bless? Yep, bless. That's your job. It's mine to bless. And here's what Peter says will happen when you bless. Two things, actually. Number one, you'll be a blessing. And number two, you'll get a blessing. Here are some words from 1 Peter 3:8. Eugene Peterson writes in the Message, he says, be agreeable, be sympathetic, be loving, be compassionate, be humble. That goes for all of you, no exceptions, no retaliation, no sharp-tongued sarcasm. Instead, bless. That's your job, to bless. You'll be a blessing, and you'll also get a blessing. So here's my question for you today. And according to when you're listening to this, if you're listening to it on the day it's released on Wednesday, you've got a couple more that you've got today and Thursday and Friday to kind of work on this. But what would happen in your ministry if you made it your goal to be more agreeable and more sympathetic and more loving and more compassionate and more humble? Again, these are things that are easier said than done. But what if you diverted all of your sharp-tongued criticism to your cat? Okay, he's already judging you anyway, so you might as well give some of that sarcasm to your cat if you've got a cat. And I have a cat, and I do. But seriously, what would happen if you diverted and held your tongue on some of that sharp-tongued criticism just for the next 3 days? What I'm inviting you to do is join me on this journey. It's so hard. If you're like me, you've got a long list of items on your list, on your to-do list that you need to check off even today and this week. And it's hard sometimes it's hard not to be compassionate or humble or sympathetic because you're just concentrating on getting your to-do list done. But I want you to join me on this week. As we bless others, we in turn will be blessed. And ultimately, it will help you lead your church. That's the challenge for you today. It's really pretty simple, but it's incredibly hard. Be agreeable, be sympathetic, be loving, be compassionate, and be humble. No exceptions, no retaliation, no sharp-tongued criticism or sarcasm. Instead, let's bless. That's our job this week, to bless. Find somebody and bless them today. That's my admonition for you today, and it'll help you become, if not a great staff member, but a much better staff member than if you did. Hope you'll join us again here tomorrow on the Healthy Church Staff Podcast. I would love to hear your feedback, your comments, your snide remarks. If you don't have a cat and you need to direct that sharp-tongued criticism to me, I've got thick skin, I can take it. Send me an email at podcast@chemistrystaffing.com. We'll see you here. Right back tomorrow.